Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hello, welcome. I am so excited for today's interview. I know that at least in our Align Business circles, day rates have been something that people have been talking a lot about. And what these are basically where you can charge a premium for your services and do something that is of high value and a quick time turnaround for people. And it's kind of a win-win-win for everybody involved. And I wanted to bring my friend Jordan on. She has an amazing program called Done in a Day. And this is all about turning your services into day rates and being able to charge, you know, $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 for one day of your time and being able to have the rest of your time off. She has done incredible things. She actually ran her business for years doing this, working 4 days a month, charging what she did to do her expert level services and making six figures while doing this. So I'm really excited for her to share a little bit about how she made this happen, what this actually looks like in reality, how you can start to potentially implement day rates into your life and business if this is feeling like a good fit. And yeah, we're just diving into all of the things. So let's get started. I'm so excited to have Jordan Gill on the show today. Hi, Jordan. How are you doing?
I am doing so well. So excited to talk about one of my favorite topics, VIP days. So
yes,
here for it.
Amazing. I know so many of my students and just people that I know are like so into the VIP days right now. And I knew I was like, I have to get Jordan on because she's going to share all about it. I've done intensive, but it hasn't been like a huge part of my business model. It was always like you don't fit into one of my buckets, so I'll do an intensive with you. But that's it. So I think what you've done is so, so cool. Basically making this your business model, or it was, and now you teach other people how to do it. So I would love for you to share a little bit about what you do, how you discovered VIP days, and I guess just kind of like leveraging more of your time and your, like, what actually came up in your life and why you decided to start doing that.
Yeah. You know, I think that I'm going to talk a lot about the differences between VIP days and other offers like strategy sessions or even monthly retainers. And it's not to bash them or say that they're bad or that they don't fit for, you know, everybody. This is my experience and just what works for me. And I know there are some people who feel very, very similarly. And for me, monthly retainers were exhausting. I started my business doing them and I was booked out in the sense of I had 4 clients, 10 hours a week, it's 40 hours a week. And it was in this online industry and they all were 7-figure business owners. And about 5 months into my business, they all were launching and there was like big expectations on the line of like 6 figures in revenue and like madness. 3 out of the 4 of them were all launching in September. And I had just started my business in May. And I was like, never again. Like it's one thing to do one launch that is supposed to yearn, you know, 6 figures. And then if you're doing 3 in the same month, like that is a monstrosity. Of course, your clients don't care if you have other people launching that same month, and rightfully so, right? But it totally just like tore me down, and like immediately the next month I ended contracts with two of the clients. Really not because it was like they were bad or anything like that. It just was like me, Jordan, cannot handle the sort of like stress level. And so I knew that I had to find something different. But I knew that none of the other models out there that I had seen so far fit what I was looking for, because I love working with clients, but I just don't like working for them for a long time. And like, even like months is a long time for me. it's been adjusted a little bit with, you know, now team, and I have a program and the whole thing. But as far as one-on-one clients, I'm like, I want like quick action, like let's get focused, let's maximize the time. Efficiency is my love language. And so I learned about VIP days through my sales coach at the time. And at that point I was like, you know, I don't know if this is going to work for a systems person, but I'm going to like at least try, because I think this is the way that I want to go. And so from then on, I never took a monthly retainer ever again. And it's just been so beneficial as somebody who struggles with like chronic fatigue, hypothyroidism, adrenal fatigue, also all sorts of fun health feelings.
Same and here.
So yeah,
I go into a lot of that. I'm like, are we health twins?
Right. Yeah. And it's like, how do you, you know, quench your thirst of an entrepreneur, and like you want to do really awesome things, and your body feels like it's against you sometimes. But I started to just be like, okay, this is what I'm working with. Like I have 6 hours of energy a day, and that includes energy to cook. That includes energy to like clean. That includes energy to like physically be doing things. And so I really had to get super savvy with it. And so for me, VIP days worked really well, because I could do one and then rest for like 2 or 3 days afterwards and like not have to do a ton of work. And it fit where I was at the time, and for a long time, for, you know, I've been in business almost 5 years. And I'd say this past year I've had to significantly cut back on the amount of VIP days I do, because I do have my program. But before that it was, you know, just 4 days, maybe six maximum a month that I was working with a client, and the rest of the month I was just frolicking, jigsaw puzzling, traveling, doing the fun things and whatnot. And it worked really, really well for me.
I love it. I remember hearing about you like through the internet webs of humans, and people were just like talking about you and your business model, and just like, yeah, Jordan works like 4 days a month and makes six figures, and just like blah, 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 blah. And I was like, this sounds amazing. And now like, I know you, but right. I just remember like, it was this like unicorn business model that people were talking about.
Yeah,
and I was like, who is this mystical Jordan woman?
Here I am.
Yeah. So what is a VIP day? And do you think like every kind of business can have one? And do they go by any other names? Like, would people know them by something else?
Yeah. So how I define a VIP day is, it is a four-figure offering. Let's start with the money first. Four-figure offering that lasts between 3 and 8 hours, typically within a 24-hour period of time. And it leads your client through a transformation. And the reason that I put that last part in there is because this is not a strategy session, discovery session, paid power hour, pick my brain, ask me anything situation.
Yeah.
That's not what this is. That's totally fine if you want to do that. But those are more like off the cuffy. And a VIP day is, we have a strategic framework we're working through together. And so I find that the most qualified people to do VIP days is honestly service providers, and then coaches and consultants, as well. And so I would not say product-based, haven't figured you guys out yet. I don't say that you can't do it. I just haven't figured it out yet. But product-based business owners, not yet. And then anyone who is like, just not interested in, like the short bursts of working. Like if you like to do a little bit of work here and there, then this also probably is just not going to work for you like energetically, because it is a really intense offering for those 3 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, however long your VIP day is. And if you don't have the equitable, I guess, energetic shift to be able to rest afterwards, then yeah, it's not going to feel good and whatnot. So, you know, I think that, you know, VIP days, I know them as like day rates. Some people say day rates. Some people do call them intensives, but intensives can be a day. They can be a week. They can be maybe even up to 2 weeks from a languaging perspective. And so I just landed on really VIP days because I like that it's like that short burst, or even VIP weekends, which is kind of like a 2 to 3 day situation. But I really think that they are like great and specific for people who have expertise, have a skill set, have a knowledge base. And that's why I love working with service providers and building their VIP dates out, because they can pull from their direct experience. Like you've been doing this for people for however long, you know, as a service, and maybe you still want to do it as a service, but in a day, or you can do just the strategy part in a day, or you can do an audit type VIP day in a day. There's a lot of different ways and tangible results that you can play around with VIP days and make them work for you. So it's not like you have to take your service and put it in a day. You can, but there are also other ways that you can do it too.
Well, was this all you were doing when you were like, you quit retainers and you literally sold only VIP days?
That was the only way you could work with me one-on-one. I started to play around with like courses and stuff like that. And I've launched so many things. I think I counted the other day, it was like 31 different offers in the 5 years of business.
I mean, I'm sure mine is the, I'm sure mine is the same. I feel like for those first couple years, it was just this like, do everything that you can. And you're so excited that you're working for yourself and you don't sleep and whatever. So
totally.
Yeah. Megan and I almost started a dating course, or we did, and we sold one spot and we were like, this is so far off. Like, what are we doing? Going crazy, obviously.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. I love that. And yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the part of the beginning, is you are testing, you are playing, you are experimenting. And I think it's a beautiful like phase. And then you kind of start to settle into 1, 2, 3-ish things and whatnot. And so for me, that was really just settling into VIP days. And it's also great too, because you don't need a team to run it. It's really lean and easy. And a lot of times you're using the exact same software and tools and marketing tactics that you were using for your service provider business, which is also really nice. Like when you get into a course or program, anything like that, you have to get like all new tools. There's like webinar software, and there's like, you have to figure out Facebook ads, and you have to figure out like all of these different things. And it's like, at the time I was like, no, I hate marketing. Like, I just want to talk with people and have people be like, cool, I want to work with you. And so that's all I
did. Do you mind sharing what your VIP days cost? You don't have to, but totally. Maybe you have like a sales conversation. Yeah. Okay.
Totally. I'm super open. Yeah. Cool. So my original VIP days were $3,000 for 4 hours, because my justification or my like reasoning-ish behind it was, well, I want to take what I do in a month for clients and do it in a day. And so if my monthly rate was $3,500 at the time, it'd be cool if I could make my monthly retainer rate in 4 hours.
Yeah.
There was literally no other reason. And I was able to get it within a month of that being my pricing. And so I ended up just sticking with the $3,000 for 4 hours. And then it's one thing when you get into the zone, and like for 3 years, that was my pricing. And like, I forgot to like raise my price, as weird as that sounds. Like I just was enjoying it and I didn't really think twice about it. And then I was like, what the, like, I need to raise my price. Like it was literally just in the shower one day, you know, one of those shower ideas. And I was like, wow, like I should probably do something about this. So now my VIP days are $5,000 for 6 hours. There's a little adjustment because I'm working with a little bit of a different person. So there's some additional work to be had. But that is my new pricing, but a similar type service. And it's setting up like a CRM, customer relationship management software, for seasonal business owners. So like wedding planners, tax professionals, hail damage, like those sorts of folks.
Wow. I had no idea you still did this. That's really cool.
It is very rare now because I've got 7.
Yeah. I was like, when do you find?
I know. I did one VIP day in Q1 by choice. I sent a lot of folks elsewhere just because of my own capacity. Again, my energy capacity hasn't changed just because my business model has changed. And so I've just had to really be careful about that because, you know, when you have a program and there's 50, 60, 70 people in there plus 17 members, and it's like, okay, this is a lot of folks needing me at any given time versus, you know, one client really at a time, maybe a few. It definitely has shifted, but yeah, so that was the pricing around it. And I made 6 figures every year just doing VIP days in my, like, maybe I made a couple thousand off of a course, maybe, that year. So majority of my income and my revenue was from VIP days.
That's awesome. Do you feel like people who are just starting can start with VIP days, or do you feel like they have to have like experience working with people and have honed in on that expertise before they get started?
Yeah, I definitely think that VIP days are not something that you can start with. Just because I think there's so much value in starting with a service. And I know, you know, it's kind of controversial or whatever, like people are on one side or the other. And I think that even though I only worked with clients for about 6 months, as far as monthly retainers, like I learned a lot in those 6 months, and they were not, you know, just like a 5 hour a week, couple hour a week situation. They were very, very intense. And so I knew that I had the experience that I needed, and just, it builds confidence. I think doing, like the act of doing, builds confidence. And then when you step up to do VIP days, it's like, oh my gosh, like I'm trying to make more money than law partners. And so like, you have to like really step into that and feel good and confident about that, because otherwise people smell that in your pricing. Like if you don't feel confident about it, then they're going to read that and be like, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And you may be like, I said the price. I don't know why they like didn't believe me or why they didn't join. And it's those like little subtle tones. And so when I first started out with my pricing, I literally would walk around my house saying $3,000 for 4 hours, $3,000 for 4 hours, $3,000 for 4 hours. And I can say it with such crispness because I have said it so many times and it feels comfortable. It rolls off the tongue, right? And now I can do it for 5,000 for 6 hours because I believe in it and I know it and I've seen it done and I do amazing work. And so if you just come out the gate, a lot of people don't have that strong enough foundation of confidence. And I'm not saying you have to be the most confident person in the world. You kind of have to build that confidence. But I think at the beginning of the business, there's just a lot of unknowns and uncertainties that would take away from or kind of adjust that, the ability to really step into that pricing.
Absolutely. I feel like I have so many rules, not rules, but I like share them with our students. Like, I'm like, these are general things I believe, like break them if you would like, but yeah. I feel like as you're working towards your first 6 figures, like it is so nice to be able to take your own sales calls, to be doing the doing and really experimenting with your own expertise. And so I just think that is so important. And I love that you were like, no, this isn't for everyone. It's kind of this way to leverage your time. Once, I don't know what your cutoff, I feel like 6 figures is like such a good thing to go off of like, okay, you've proven quote unquote yourself, to be able to do the thing and be an expert at it. And now it's like, how can I leverage time? How can I start to scale? How can I build team? All of these next things. And I feel like, yeah, VIP days are such a cool way to be able to do that when you're like, no, team, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing with way less time.
Right. I know. I think about it sometimes. I'm like, oh, it was so simple before. But I love my team now and the program is amazing and I wouldn't be able to make the impact that I'm making just doing my VIP days. Right. So, you know, every season in business can be different.
Can we talk about that transition from like doing the VIP days to like wanting to start scaling and growing team and starting something different? Because this is kind of when I officially met you and not just hearing about Mystical Jordan. I'm just calling you Mystical Jordan. No one else called you that, but I was like Magical Jordan with her VIP day life. And I feel like that's when we met-ish. A lot has changed. And so tell me just about that journey and like decision-making. Cause I also stepped into it too. I did have team on agency, but it was really when I started building the coaching side of my business and things have happened.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think that, you know, for me, it's funny, you know, Kelsey and I are in the same program and whatnot. We're in the same program. And I came into that program saying, I'm not going to build a program teaching people VIP days. And that was because I felt I had done some experimenting with teaching people about VIP days. But they were like 3 months versions that were like masterminds and they weren't super heavy on content, but it actually was really important that I had the content there. And so, the 3 months was just way too short, and so I was somewhat disappointed at the, progress that people were able to get because I was like, I want this to be able to make the life shift that it had for me. And because they didn't have my coaching and my expertise for longer than that, like they just would drop off. And that just like really irked me. And it's other people's choices, right? It's like, okay, I had to kind of get over the, it's their life, not my life. And it's okay that they made that choice. It has nothing to do with me. And it's not because I'm bad or any of those things. It really is maybe they just like want to do something else and that's totally fine. It has nothing to do with me. So I came into the program thinking that this was not what I was going to be teaching. I had no idea what I was going to be doing, but, and then just kind of like, as we peeled back the layers, I realized it wasn't that people didn't like the VIP day idea or that it wasn't sticking or whatever else. It was just, they didn't have enough context. They didn't have enough content. They didn't have enough coaching. Like there wasn't enough. And so instead of doing a 3 month mastermind, now we have a 6 month group coaching program. And so that really helped me to understand that and why we get people results is because they are in the container long enough to really get the results and see the difference that it can make for you and your business. And, you know, I had three people on my team at the time, my content manager, my graphic designer, and my video editor, because that's just not, it's a strong suit of mine when I have the energy. When I don't have the energy, it's like it tanks. And I knew that consistency with my content was super important. And so they, you know, were on my team. And now I have eight people plus me would make nine on my team. And that's just like a little over a year later. And it is insane. I mean, I knew that I was going to need more team members, but also like all of a sudden I feel like I woke up and was like, okay, we're like more than doubled. Here we are, sort of thing. But it, I feel like that's how it happens. And so I think that, you know, if you really think that what you've experienced or what you've done for others, what you've done for yourself could really benefit other people, then it really is unfortunate if you don't want to share that with more people. Like the fact that I was able to have a really balanced life during entrepreneurship in the sense of, just time management, energy management, and getting to travel and connect with people and all of that really in my early years of entrepreneurship is pretty rare. You know, there wasn't too much of the hustle and grind. There were ebbs and flows, but you know, I that was such a blessing. And for me not to be the one to be able to share that with people and have them be able to experience it would be unfortunate. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. Going to make the leap. And yeah, here we are a year later and we're still doing the dang thing. And it's awesome.
How has your balance in your life changed? Like, has it changed or do you have more time or what? I know like pandemic and
well, yeah,
family or what, all the things, but do you still feel that same sense of flex in your life?
No, gonna be real honest. It has been a struggle for me to adjust to having this many people relying on me and whatnot in one way or another. And it's been just constant, like just figuring it out. It's like once you get in the groove of something and then you start something, anything new, right? Anything new is going to throw you off and you have to get reacclimated. And so it's definitely taken a while to adjust. And I feel like I'm even now, like in the next month or two, I feel like is when I'm going to find that balance finally after like a year, just because employee turnover is real. So when you lose a team member, that absolutely sets you back, and whatnot. And so we've had employee turnover for a numerous, you know, amount of reasons. And so then I get pulled back into tasks that I had taken off. And so that's been more of the roller coaster for me. It's, I'm like, yay, okay, like I'm lifted out of this. And then it's like, okay, I got to go back in now. Cause we are a small team still considerably.
Yeah.
Like, I know in the online world, it's like, oh my gosh, 7-8 people, but like in the grand scheme of things, we're still a very small team. And so if one person is out, that drastically affects our business, in the sense of who then takes that on, because if they're full-time in this role and we had a full-time role leave, who's going to do that full-time role like in the meantime while we're hiring, right? And so, and then you got to onboard and train. So that's really where I've still struggled, is I'm still wanting to move and have momentum forward. And I've had to like adjust my thinking on that and be like, it's okay that it's not where you want it to be right now, just because you need to rest and you need to take care of yourself. My body tells me, like, I know your body tells you too. Like if you have similar stuff to me, my body tells me when it's shutting down and it's like,
oh, yeah.
Nope, that was cute that you thought you could do all of this week, but it's just not going to happen. And so while I'm still in the process of figuring out what that looks like for my life, I'm allowing myself to kind of, again, kind of go into that play experimental phase of just like, okay, how many calls can I really take in a week without like passing out? And like, how can I create, and the program has gone through quite a few iterations of just like, how can the program be better? And not that I, you know, totally want to rely it on me, but I'm saying if I had to run the program myself, which I have had to do multiple times at this point, I want to not feel like I'm going to cry every day because I've been there. And how you have it set up is like how you want it to be at first, right? And then like, if you don't have all the things in place, then it just can not feel good.
Are you right? Your own director of ops, or do you have a director of ops?
So I'm bringing one on right now.
Okay, good. I was like, I feel like that'll solve all of your problems.
Totally. So that's hard because I am an operations person.
Yes. It is
an identity that I carry. And that's also been hard, right? Because whenever you are hiring like in the realm that you have a strength in, that's like where it gets like really freaking scary. And it's like, because you have these deep identities and all of a sudden, like you have to let it go. And it's like, who am I without that? Like, who am I if I'm not the operations person? Like, what does that even mean? So it's, yeah, that definitely, that's our next in this Q2 is like getting that transition.
Awesome. Fully. I had to give up my identity as a designer. And that was literally what I went to grad school for. It was like design. And I was in, you know, typography, spacing and hand lettering and all of this stuff. And it's like, that isn't me anymore.
I know.
And it took a long time. And even last year I was talking, I have a wonderful account and project manager. I feel like every episode I'm like, Janet, I love you. every time I'm like, Janet's the best. And I would like take on little brands or things just because it was like fun. And then there was this, like, I actually did a podcast episode about this a couple shows back, but it got to be a point where I couldn't do it and grow my business. And actually me taking on some of those projects was impeding our growth. And I had to be like, even though I'm getting paid thousands of dollars for this, like that is time I could be spending growing something that could impact like tens of thousands of dollars or people or things. And it was just like, this is what this growth needs to be. And so I made a 2021 pact that Kelsey does none of the doing. And even though I want to be in there, it was a huge shift. And I have some amazing designers that I'm working with that support everything, but it was, it took a while. And downloading your creative expertise into somebody else's brain is a thing.
It is a thing.
But doable. Now I get, even last year I was getting designs from my designer and I'm just like, you're blowing me away. Can you redo our site from everything I've done? Like, you're incredible. Let's do this. So
it's amazing.
And now, I've actually yesterday I had my coach take over the first coaching call that I didn't host. And it's been a year in our program. So we do, bi-weekly calls. So it's still not too much. When I was designing the program, it was like, okay, if I can show up for my 2 calls per month, that's like where I have to be client facing. And that's all I technically have to do in the business if I design it right, which is nuts to work 2 hours a month and grow to what we're growing to. And that's how I designed my business, and everybody else has their other jobs. And that's been really cool to see. But yesterday I had a doctor appointment for my son. This is my aligned life. And my coach took it over and I was like, this is my baby, but she did it. And I called her. I was like, how was it? Did everything go good? Is everybody supported? Like blah, 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 blah. And it was, but it was a leap of my heart, but she did wonderful.
Of course she did.
To say, you're going to be fine. And I know it's more of like our own internal emotional pain that you're going to go through.
Just like, what? It's running without me. And like, it's okay. And actually even better, like every person that's come on the team has done exponentially better than I did when I was doing their stuff, like hands down. And so this really is like the last piece, right? When you think of like, okay, I've got rid of the stuff that I am not good at and don't enjoy. I got rid of the stuff that like I don't enjoy, but I'm semi good at. Like I've gone through the whole matrix or whatever. And the last parts are the operations stuff. And not the like day-to-day operations stuff of like email I haven't been in, like none of that stuff. It's more of the like higher level operational strategy and making sure that just we have everything in line. And we had to redo all our SOPs because we changed software so many times that our SOPs became out of date so often that finally Q2, I was like, we've settled in, folks. We are not changing. So this is what it is. And we're redoing all our SOPs. So I'm actually really excited about this SOP project, mainly because everybody gets to do their own SOPs, operating procedures and processes. And then, so they're filming them and then we hired this gal to come in and write them all. So that way my team members, like they have 2 weeks to film all of their processes. And then Grace is going to be for 2 months building out our processes and putting them in our SOP stuff and all of that. And I'm just like, because I want my team members to still have time to do what it is that they need to be doing. And so for them to sit there and write out SOPs is not what I'm paying them for, honestly. So it was really beneficial to be like, I do need you to participate for these 2 weeks. And then like, we can go back to business as normal and really focus on obviously what your position is. But everyone is super excited about getting all our processes together because we've just been like having this like piecemeal, it was awful. But I was like, hang tight, Q2 2021, it's happening. We're going to make all of our like software decisions and then that's it. Like, we're not doing it anymore.
I love it. We're like so simple. We do everything in Google Drive. Like every SOP is a Google Doc and it links to a Loom video if it needs to. And that's it. And I think because I went through the pain of turning my agency into a fully like running SOP'd thing, I knew that with the coaching business, I just needed these to be living, breathing things. And I like set up the structures from the beginning. So it was really nice. Like everybody owns their own SOPs. We are actually hiring a social sales and marketing person. And like, I'm like, here's the general outline for your SOP, but like, you're going to be filling this out. And like, if you have questions and want my brain, I will voice memo you, but then you create the SOP. And so it's like a structure, but loose enough that they can then own it. And that feels really good. So we have pretty good SOPs. I love a good, this is actually like a weird thing I didn't think I would like, but I love to dream about like all of the possibilities for something. So say it's like your sales process. And I'm like, I'm going to sit down and like get so dreamy about this. And I like write. And it can happen in like 30 minutes. Oh, totally. And I have this amazing document that's like our entire SOP with like everything you say and how you're supposed to, you know, like how many emojis you use in your emails and what steps and all of those things. And it's so fun.
Yeah. It is. I totally agree. Like just having everything laid out step by step, because we rely so much on our brains for things and our brains are not meant to hold as much information as we're trying to stuff and like be able to store in like these like, you know, little folders in our brain. And like, that's not what it was meant for. Like we actually are supposed to be using it for a lot of the creative, like side of things. And instead we're sitting here thinking that we have to remember every single step for every single thing that we're doing. And it's just like, what, why go against like how our body is moving about? Right. I'm like all about that. Like cycle alignment. I'm all about like, where's my energy? I'm not doing, you know, a bunch of crazy stuff to me during like menstruation cycle. Like, but you know, see me when I'm, you know, ovulating and it's like, woo, like energy up the wazoo. So, you know, I think that, and that comes with time. I don't think that a lot of people, when they're first starting out in their businesses, they're even concerned about any of that stuff. But I think that it is something that it's helpful to note. And like, I feel like the earlier you can do it, the better. Like, I think that why not work with your body instead of against it?
Absolutely. I always had to schedule and rest. One of the things I did was set, even when I was working full-time and running my business and all of these things, I know that I'm a morning person more than a night person. And my body shuts off at 3. It's like, I will not function after 3 PM. Like you can feed yourself and you can play with your kid and that's about it. Right. So I can't do anything after 3, and I'd rather, you know, today I got up at like 4 AM, which sounds crazy, but it's what I like it. And then I go to bed at like 7. So work with my body.
Amen to that.
Awesome. Well, anything else that you want to share about your program, VIP days, anything I missed? I feel like I don't know what I don't know. So you're just share away, please.
Yeah. I think, you know, my like whole goal about VIP days is that it really can be used in a variety of ways. It can definitely be used as like an exclusive business model, which is what I had, in the sense of like, it was the majority of my revenue coming in. And by majority, I mean like 80 to 85%, and whatnot, but you can also work it into other avenues that you have. So like if you have a course or membership, you know, your VIP days can just be something that you pull up your course members or your membership, community up into, and you only do like a few a quarter, if that. Or if you have, you know, a high-end group coaching program and you want everyone to do a VIP day, you know, as kind of the first initial thing that they do, you can do that as well and have it be a front-end offer that everybody has to go through before they go and play, you know, on the rest of your playground, because you want to set the boundaries and the values up front. And so it's really this cool, I don't know, I guess business offering or business model that can, you know, it's all about maximizing your time. That's what everyone talks about all the time, is like why courses are amazing and whatnot, is because like you can sell them and like they're unattached to you and your time at all. You're not having to get on the phone with people to sell. But I think that VIP days are a really magical way to remind you of your expertise and to allow you to still, you know, be able to play in your expertise that you really enjoy, if that's something you want to do. But it can also kind of fit in where you want to. And I think it's a great transitional offer if you do want to do courses, because you got service provider experience and then you just squish it into a day and you're able to then free up the rest of your month to actually build your course and to actually learn Facebook ads and to actually be able to, because, you know, you actually have to build the course and you actually have to like build pages and like do a webinar or whatever sales mechanism you're doing. And that takes a lot of time. People like think, you know, it's just like, oh, like a course that I can just, you know, pop in and maybe it's like a quick, I don't know, 1 hour video, I suppose you could do. But a lot of people are wanting to create these signature offers and you have to have time for that. So imagine being able to still make the monthly revenue or make a little more monthly revenue for yourself, but only do it in 4 days and have the rest of the time to move into the course model business. And so then, you know, a couple months of doing the VIP days and maybe they don't serve their purpose anymore for you, but they gave you the time and the money, honestly, for hiring or whatever else you want to do, to be able to have the like really passive income that you're wanting in your life and your business.
I love that. That's such a cool way to look at them. Mine were like always not designed on purpose. It was more like people didn't need the longer programs and support. They just wanted my eyeballs and brain on their business models, basically. And then I was like, okay, I guess we'll do this little session where we map out org charts and sales funnels and stuff, and then send you on your way. But mine are only 2 hours. It's usually things that people just need my brain process on, and then they go away. I like to keep them, but it's that very specific thing. It was like, you don't fit into any of the other programs and things. So, I love using that as a stepping stone. It's very cool. I've always been, I always like pre-sell everything. So that is a huge thing. I'm like, I will never make anything until I know that it's selling and all of that. That is a
very smart lesson to learn. I've made things that have not seen the light of day.
Me too. I guess I learned it so many times and it was like, gotta make sure it sells before I create this thing. So, I love it. Awesome. Well, do you have any parting words of advice for the humans listening to the show today?
The souls. Yes. I think, you know, with Kelsey really embodying the word alignment, I think that it's really important to find what that alignment is for you. And obviously being in Kelsey's space is like absolutely perfect and where you're supposed to be. And just really, you know, whoever else is in your sphere, whoever else you're listening to and whatever else, like make sure you tap into that and recognize like, what life are they living? Is that the life that I want? Do our values match? And that's not to say that we just want to be around people who are just like us, because I think diversity obviously is a beautiful thing. And I think that it's very, very important to look at, you know, the sources in which you're getting your information and your knowledge and your expertise or your guidance, because it truly does have to be aligned with who you are, how you want to serve people, and how you want to show up. Because otherwise it can take you down a really, really dark hole before you know it. And so I think really, really take that word alignment, not only when you're, you know, listening to Kelsey's podcast or you're in her programs, but out there in the world, because that's really where you have to kind of check yourself a little bit and recognize, I don't really have a value match with this person. So I probably should not be in that space anymore. Cause I think I just think it's such an important message, because I think that we see like, oh, I should be following this person because it's the person or the people or whatever the case is. And like, again, I had my own VIP day business model for like years, just like hanging out, doing what I was doing. It was like totally aligned with what I wanted, but there were deep parts of me that like questioned that. And I stressed out about it because I'm like, well, everyone else is doing courses. Like maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe I'm like, you know, like effing up. And it's like, but I wasn't. Like every time I came back to like, I actually really enjoy the business model that I have. There's nothing wrong with me. And like, I feel good and it's my life. And so that's what matters. So I know that that was something that I struggled with. So I just wanted to share that too.
I love that. Thank you. And yeah, it's definitely something that you get that shiny object syndrome and see what other people are doing and all of that. But it's like every decision that you're making has an outcome. And so it's like, actually think about that life that you will be living when you make that decision for a business model or just really anything. And that's, I'm really into that. Just making sure you're making those decisions from something that's literally going to give you that life that you want to live. And that's going to look different for everyone. Like I'm always like, my business model does not have to be yours. Like
totally.
What life do you want to live? And can we form the different business model or things around that? Like some people really don't want to manage people. And so VIP day model can be like the best of both worlds, because you can make an amazing income on less time and you don't have to have a team. Like that's huge. So if that aligns with your life, amazing. So it's, we can all build these amazing businesses and we can do it uniquely to us and thrive. And that's what matters. So
yeah,
I appreciate you reflecting on that. So where can people find you on the internet? And do you have a freebie or anything where people can like opt in and get more info?
Check out stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the internet streets, I am on Instagram. That's my jam. And, I love chatting with people there. We have like so many IGTVs. We've been doing content, like weekly video content for a year and a half, which isn't that long in comparison to like the Gary V's of the world. But for somebody who, again, just like energetically doesn't have a ton to give, I'm like, holy cannoli. And so we have tons of content there about VIP days and about a bunch of other fun stuff. And then we do have a podcast, obviously you're a podcast listener. So you can go check it out at just System Save Me anywhere that you listen. And then freebie wise, we have two options. One is our quiz, which is which type of VIP day should you create? Because there's three types. And then and I'll give the link to Kelsey, but it's also just systemsaving.com/quiz. And then we have a roadmap, which is the 9 steps that you can take to create a successful VIP day. And that's just an easy guide with some 9 steps, some mistakes, common mistakes that I see people making. And that's just systemsaving.com/roadmap.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for spending this time with me. And I hope you go enjoy the ocean.
I absolutely will. That is like my next stop.
Oh, good. I'll live vicariously through you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in Cleveland. Yeah. All right. Have a good day, Jordan.
All right. You too.
Bye. Bye. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting the show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.